We are on the Afayin Amed Aleph, and the Gemara seems to be Messiahim, that if a person will say that Mufal Achila Mochor, Mehayim are making the Maisa Hafore, that it should be Chala Mochor, so the Gemara is Messiahim that it won't help, because since there was a Shtike B'yayim Shamoi, so that's a Hakomeh. Doesn't help that he made a maisa hafore b'yayim shomay. Need a chalois hafore b'yayim shomay. That's the last mahalach. In Tim Salema for Lohochi, even the kaimei hayoim, lamocha command the isei domi. So he have a koma, he have a neder lamocha. So now the Gemara clears a new shayla. Kaim lachi sho mahu. What if he said, Kayim Lechi Sho? Mi Amrinen Kamanda Omalo Mufa Lechi La'acha Sho Domi? Is this like he said, Mufa Lechi La'acha Sho? Oidume Holo Yomalo. He didn't tell him Mufa Lechi. I will come back to this soon. Im Tim Saloima Holo Yomalo, Mi Omalo Mai. What if he told her mufalachila? He told the kaim lachisho mufalachila achesho. Mi emrin and kiven the kaimoi kaimoi. I do makiven the kula yoime bar hakoma bar aforu ki oma mufalachila achesho mahani. So the second shaila of the Gemara is, will come to be mevaya this soon, beizer Hashem. Is if he said beferish what his intent is, he wants to be mekayim one show and the next show to be meifel. Can he do such a thing? That's the second shaila. And what is the first shaila? The first shaila was that a fellow he didn't say, a fellow will assume that he, if he said kayim lachi show mufa lachi lacher show, it's good, but that's not if he said mufa lachi lacher show. But if he just said kaim lachi shah, is that command the omala mufa lachi la'acha shah domi? Eduma holayomalo. So we have to understand, how does this stem with the previous Gemara? That means the Gemara and that samach tesamet beis had a tzad that Kaim lachi ayoim, amufa lachi lamocha will help. No, there was only a shaila if, that was the first tzad of the Gemara. If kaim lachi ayoim alone is sufficient, mi emrinin kemandom al amufa lachi lamocha, eidume holoyom alo. And we hear two mahalchim in the Gemara. Either we're not medayik milshoinoi, that he means kaim lachi hayoyim. We don't make this diik that he means to be made for tomorrow. Or perhaps he does mean we are medayik, but there's a din you need amira bepeh, and there's no amira bepeh. So that what I understand, that's not sufficient. And then on this shaila, the Gemara said intim shaloi mahaloi omalo. Then the Gemara said, on this shaila, there's nothing but to clear. Holayom alo. So, either we're not medayik, or it doesn't have a Torah samira, and by hafor, you need amira bepeh. So, kan shaila ben, so all of a sudden, this first shaila, the second shaila is a good shaila. Try to be mevayah the second shaila, that after akoma l'show, you could be made for the next show. Fine. But the first tzad, that a filu by saying kaim lachi show, should also be sufficient. Command the omala mufa lachi lacha show domi. How can this help? We just said you don't say. Olayom alo. I saw in Teferis seeing that the Rosh had said on Tav Samach Tesamet Beis When he said it's study ashayla, boy rabbi kaim lachi hayoy mal, mi amrine in command oma mufa lachi lamocha domi, im lekein amai oma hayoy. Ela lav mi tura da yoyim yesh ladagdek hayoyim yi akayim, ava lamocha yi amufa. That means the hayoyim is miyuta. So from a yita loshin, could be there's a shaila maybe. We're not medayik the yita loshin. He's not a Rambam. Or could be a, that what we derive from a yita loshin does not have a teiras amir. But here he wants to say, kaim lachisho, here's not a yita loshin. Here he's telling, here he's telling us he wants a koma for a show alone. That's all what he wants. Just for a show he wants a koma. So it could be, that's how the Tachmid of Tefarasim seems to be saying. So this is better than the previous case. This could be, really I'm saying I want to be made for, I want to be kind for one show. That means this is not a yita loshen. He's telling us what kind of a kum he's making. He's making a kum for a show, and that's it. So it could be that's why here there'd be a svara, either as a teira samira, or it could be medayik milshayne. That was the first sad. Now, what is the second sad? In timtza loyma holoyom lo, what would be the din if he said the pe mola kaim lachisho mufa lachi lachisho mi amrinen kiven de kaimoi kaimoi aidume kiven de kulayayme barakome barafohu kama mufa lachi lachisho man. So I saw in Sukkos David he brings two mahalchim, and both mahalchim are based on two ritvas, a ritva by us and a ritva before. One mahalach is that the tzad of the Gemara is kiven the kaimoi kaimoi. There's a musig of kiven the posko posko. Like you can't say hayom at megureshes lamocha iat megureshes. That means if she's megurish today, so there's finished, there's nothing what to do anymore. So kiven the kaimai kaimai means the nethers a makuyim de kenether. It's a makuyim de kenether. It means even though it's makuyim for a show, but in this show it's complete. There's no shir in the kiyum. That means these shots, it's a makuyim de kenedo. So as long as you have a makuyim de kenedo, to get minish on this man, a makuyim de kenedo, it's finished already. You can't be made for a makuyim de kenedo. There's no dinafor anymore in a makuyim de kenedo. That's one mahalach he wants to say. Then he wants to say another mahalach. He wants to say that the koya, a person, we have such a svaradachs, maybe shame the chazenish, a person does not have, he says, the first mahalach is in the nether. It's a mukim de kaneder, if the nether became mukim already, you can't be made for it anymore. The second mahalach is not a din in the nether, it's a din in the gavra. That a person wasn't given a multitude of choices. He makes one choice. Kiven the kaimai kaimai. He was mekaim it, so that's it. It's just mekaim the nether. You don't have another choice anymore. Well, the second tzad is, the whole day I have choices. And this day it's a free fall. I could do whatever I want. I mean, the kaim it for making it for an hour and then the may for it for another hour. I can do whatever I want. That's the second mahalach. He wants to say there'll be a nafkamine between these two mahalachim. Mufalachi la'achar shah can be learned two ways. It can be learned, he said, kaimi lachi shah. And then later, la'achar shah, he said, mufalachi. But he said this b'basachas. We're saying we don't learn that mufalachi. Kaimi lachi shah. I'm a kaim you for an hour. Then later, the next hour after the Akoma falls off, so he said, Mufalachi. I want to be Mefer. That's one way we could understand. Or a second way we could understand that he said, Bebasachas, Kaim Lachi Shah, or Mufalachi Shah. Or Mufalachi. After the Shah, it should be Mufa. So he wants to say, Bebasachas, if you'll say, the first mahalach, that even the poska, so you can't make for basachas. I mean, kaimulachi shows a stira that it can't be mufa after, if it's for sure it's kayim, so then you can't be mefid anymore. So basachas also won't help. According to the second mahalach, he wants to say, that means you don't have to, if you make your choice, that's it. So you made your choice of a comer. So he wants to say that will only be if he made his choice and later he wants to make a new afora. You made your choice already. But basachas, this is my choice. So I mean, this is my choice. Now it should be mukim and later it should be mufa. I mean, there's no svara to say that the hakomer is stronger than the hafora. If I can't do both, so nothing will be chal. I want to make two choices. That's what I want to make. So, bebasachas, that's my choice. If you can't make two choices, nothing will be chal. According to the first mahalach, so even the poska that koma will be chal already. I mean, I've only made bebasachas, but then you made a hakoma, so it became a mukim de kenedr, and you can be made from mukim de kenedr. But so then in the gavre, that I have, my choice is a double choice. No, do I have a double choice or not? If I don't have a double choice, fine. I won't have a double choice. I won't have it. So I didn't do anything. But there won't be a smore to say that the kome should be chal and the fore should not be chal. He made it la'acha shah, he said, kaimu l'chi shah, la'acha shah, said, muva l'chi shah. Then we could hear that you don't have a second choice. Want to say this will be an afkamina between the two mahalchim out to learn the shaila of the Gemara. Toshma, Shema wants to be poishit. Areini nazira. Isha said she was makabel naziris. Bishoma bailo, and her baal heard that she was makabel naziris. Va'omar vani, and then he said vani. He also wants to be a nazir. She's a nazir. He also wants to be a nazir. Ein yochel lehofer. So the minute he said va'ani, so we see that he's merutze with her naziris. Akelt, he's using her naziris, he's matvis and her naziris, so there's a ritzi and her naziris. So he can't be mefer. Amai neime va'ani da'omar hu al nafshi da've nazir. Where do you see there is merutze lo'ilam with her naziris? The bani means that I want to become a nazir. Abul hareini nazir de lo sho achas kaima lachas sho iboy leifa amayin yochel lohofer. So, but on her naziris, that's zicher that b'shas is matvis. We zicher see that he's sefriden with her naziris. He's using it as a oifen for his Kabbalah's Naziris. Now, Zicha wants to be a Nozir, Dumye, Dido. So, but that's only a Hakoma L'sho. Later, where do you see he wants him to remain a Nozir? And it says, Ein Yochel L'Hofer, La Mishim Dekivin Dekaimi Kaimi. That means if there's a Hakoma for a L'sho, so you lose your Koyach Hapo. So the Gemara says, "Loi kasova kol vani kemando mekayim chiloi lomdomi." No, it's not raya. That he holds vani means is a gilui das that he's in ganzen zufrieden with her naziris. So it's akam aloylam. So that's why he can't be made. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Barais. Let us see the Ram. Kaim lachi sho mahu, the loydomi sho va'acha sho l'yoyim amocha, mishim dahochi ku l'yoyim abaraporu. So even though we ended up before by saying the hakfa kaimai, that was if the whole day was a matzav of kiyum. There was no afora that day, but here if the whole kama was only a show, so the maise he still has a koyach afora. Ba'oma v'ani ein yochel ofer. The kivin the oma v'ani shehitzvis bin ziruso goli adaita dinechele. That he's happy with Hanazirus, he's matvis and Hanazirus. Vavale kilo ukme lin ziruso mishemochin yochel ofer. Vamai neime v'ani da oma hu al nafshid avinose kloim dati shehu nozer. He wants to be a nozer. Mishimhochi atvis benizirusa. That's who is matvis and her nizirus, because he wants to become a nozer. Avo nizirus di lo, but an her nizirus neheida al kol chacho sha'achas kaimei. There's one show that he's happy with it. Di lo yehechi matvis pei. So if he's matvis, that means he's tefriden with the nizirus. Aber lach scho i boy leifer i mis de chi am kam lach i scho am fu lach i lach scho mahani de vada i mahani i vetos au bloish not ja ma hoch i be basachas i nam i do me kam lach i scho lach mi kan am fu lach i that means it's lav dafke be basachas but it helps who I didn't help basachas so that's how the ran holds. Ran holds there's no maila of basachas. This would be like the first mahalach of the ritva that even the poska poska. So, but if it helps, you don't say even the poska poska. So he still has a koyach afore. A kiyam lisho does not take away the koyach afore from the nether. Hello, Vadi Mishimochem Rinden Yochelohofer Mishim the Kivin the Kaimai Kaimai. So we see Kivin the Kaimai Kaimai. But the Chinen Meholai Tifshay, here you can't be Poisha. Deino Hanami. The La'achel Shoah Motzi Meifer. Hello, the Kesova. The Kivin the Oma Vani. Stomach Mandome Kaimlachi Loilom Domi. So Memela, this is the Hakom Eloilam. That's the Mashmois of Vani. It's the Zaritzui and the whole Naziris, not on the Naziris Lizman. Lo Yivshete Ulochumre Ilkach Lehavi Yafora. So one Poishit, so Memela, so it could be, you can't be Meifa. Zot the Mishnah Vaita, Meisa of loy nisroikno rishus labal. When the of dies, so the baal, who's still an orus, does not get the koyach of. So he can't be meisa. Meisa baal, what if the orus died? Nisroikno rishus lo'ov. Boze yofe koyach of mikoyach habal. In this case, is Yofe Koyach Ha'ov Mikoyach Ha'bal, but over Acha, Yofe Koyach Ha'bal Mikoyach Ha'ov, Shabal Meifer Bebogo, Vo'ov Eine Meifer Bebogo. Say, sir? Mr. Kuzdovit brings down, the Beis Meir asks Akashe from this Mishnah on the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is we heard before, that there's a difference in which Nedorim an Ov is Meifer, and which Nedorim a Oris is Meifer. A Baal is Meifer. A Baal is Meifer only Nedorim Shalini Nefesh and Dvorim Shebeinei Lebeino, and an Ov is Meifer and all Nedorim. So the Loshen of the Mishnah is very schwer. Bozeh yofe koyech ha'ov mekoyech ha'bal. In this, the din of Nisroiknos yofe koyech ha'ov. Back to base mayor, there's another case, yofe koyech ha'ov mekoyech ha'bal, that an ov is mefer on the dorim, and ha'bal is only mefer on the dorim sholininef. I saw this because David wants to say that we had mentioned before such a svara. We mentioned the Ran asks Akash and the Rambam from the Safri. The Safri is makish, the Ov to the Oresh, just like the Oresh is only made for Dvorm Shebein Elabein, who would end up to the Ov, Akash and the Rambam. So we mentioned the Meiri for Emphas, the Rambam, that the Safri is speaking about by, and not speaking about an Ov before Eresen. We're speaking about after Eresen. After Eresen, so then, the Ov is not Bekoyach Lohofer Levadoi. It's either Yotza Meshusaik Tas, And some emailer, so he can only be made for Bishut for Sa'oris. So automatically, he can only be made for the Dorim Shebeini Lebeino, the Dorim Shalini Nefesh. That's the Chiddush. We don't say that Lagabi, the other Nedorim, so he doesn't have a Shut of Engafi to be made for law. No, that seems, Eris and the Zayit, so Mershus. Oh, if we learn like this, some emailer, so, so he only can be made for Bishut for Sa'oris. So he can only be made for the Dorim Shebeinu Lebein, not Dvorim Shlini Nefesh. That is how the Sukkot David wants to fend for the Beis Meir's Kasha. The Bichas Avrom wants to say that the Mishnah is not Oisik in what one is made for. The Mishnah is Oisik in who is made for. Speaking about different chumras. But there, yofa koyecha ov, that means an ov can be mefer if the shutuf is nostalgic. An oris can be mefer when the shutuf is nostalgic. So we're speaking about in mefirim, not speaking about types of nedorim, we're speaking about another concept. In another way, la'acher shebogro. So an oris can be mefer, and an ov has no koyach hafora in a boigeres. So memela, so that's how he wants to come for the kash. Meisa ov loy nisroikna reshus labal, shein abal yochel ofer. The bal can be mefer. Shabal mefer bebogo begmora meforish. My time. What is the time that there's no dinis reikna? The omakro binoreo beisavio. Also says binoreo beisavio. We'll see soon in the Rambam. This will come a little further. Meis habal nisroikna reshus la'av minolom. Omarabe the omakro. Vimhoya isiyo leish unadoreo olel. I says, how do we know this din is reikna? That the ov is oimed bemokim abal. Is yoyrish the koyach abal. It says, vimhoya isiyo leish unadoreo olel. So the Ritas Loshen Aposik is speaking about two erisons. Vimhoya isiyo. So we're makish, Koidemes Havayishniya Lakoidme Havayishni Lakoidme Havay Rishina. So there's a hekish that before she'll get married the second time, that means La'acha Mises Orishain. So that's Koidme Havayishniya to Koidme Havay Rishina before she married the first time. Ma Koidme Havay Rishina. Of Mayfer Luchuday. Af Koid me Avayishni of Mayfer Luchuday. Let us see the Ran. My time at the Omak Robin Oreo Beis Ovir. My time loy nisreikna l'reshus lebal k'moy l'ov. So it seems that the Ran is saying, the Gemara is asking a reason, why do we differentiate if we see already that the ov is oimed b'mokim shutfai, when that shutav is nistalik, so why don't we say the same thing when the ov is nistalik, that the ov should be oimed b'mokim shutfai? V'hainu t'om ahoche my time. What's the reason? Why is this different? Ulekama b'somich gabi meisa bal nisroik n'reshus l'ov boi minola. Eisu sederan ere kasha l'cherza amod n'maise. When it comes to the din nisroikna, so we say minola. It's a chudish tekeden. How do we know such a thing? And when the Gemara asks that loy nisroikna l'shus abal, you ask my time, if there's no pasuk, so first here you're asking minola, and here you're asking my time. So the Ran says, v'kel, the Gemara is going noch the pasuk, since I have already a limud. Since I have already a limud that there is a din that the ov is oimed b'moki ma'oris when the oris is nistalik. So now the Gemara is asking, so my time, so we should learn out, just like an ov is oimed b'moki ma'oris, oris oimed b'moki ma'oris. That's why now we need a posik. That means this posik is after the second limud, now we need this posik. Behind it all, my time, the common with some of Gabi Mesa, Baal, and his right no shoes, lo, boy, me no lo. So the mother says, be no real base of you. Bashme, afal gav the lesser lo, akati iso base of you. Now, the Rehita's Loshen Aran will come later back to this Ran, but it would seem now that be no real Kozman, she's a Nairo, she's a base of Iyo. She's the base of Iyo, and it doesn't, no to know him. Kozman, she's a Nairo, she's the base of Iyo. Mashma, Avagam, the lesser law. Akati, Isa, base of Iyo. Isa, base of Iyo. She's still the shoes of Iyo. Or the base of Iyo is still in existence. There's two Havayas, she got married two times. Makish Havaya Rishoyne Lishniya. Kloima. Shedin Shniya Kedin Rishoyne. That the Din Shniya is like the Rishoyne. Ma koydme rishoyna av meifel luchude. Before the first erusin, hizich was meifel luchude. Av koydme shniya nami la'achem isus habal of meifel luchude. So that is the makir of nisroikna, that the same koyach that the ov had before havaya rishoyne, he has after havaya rishoyne, before havaya shniya. So let's go a little further. Aim a hani mili bin the dorim shaloi niru la oris. Dumye de koidme avaye rishoine shaloi niru la oris klau. That means we're making a hekish, but could be the hekish is when it's a similar matzah, just like koidme avaye rishoine. The oris never had there was no oris that had a ski in these nedorim. So then he's made for Lechude. So, Koyd Mevayishni is also speaking about that. Shalei Niru Loris. What does Niru Loris mean? Avo benedorim she Niru Loris. Kloima. She shoma oisom koydem shemeis. He heard about these nedorim. heard about these nedarim, so by stois, we had already the svar and the ran before, that when he hears the neder, that's he gets up as a bailus in the neder. He gets a koyach in the neder. So if he already got a koyach in the neder, loyla meimalach loymotzi meifa, then he can't be meifa. Then he can't be meifa, because he already got a koyach. So to say such a chiddush, that the obvious aimed bim koymai, when he got a koyach, could be you don't say such a thing. You just say that, when the ov did not have, when the ovis never heard the nether, then the ov is kimikada. Al-medorim sheniru la'oris le'motze me'farov. So the Gemara says, even the dorim shleiniru la'oris binurer be'savi onafke. Madrina lay, so the Gemara answers, when the dorim shleiniru la'oris binurer be'savi onafke. Given the le'zoche ben oris klal, since the oris was never zeich in the nether, so you don't need this hekish. So that's the din, binurer be'savi onafke. Vekesha l'nedorim sheniru l'ores itzterich. D'ov l'chudei meifa. Miudavke b'shloi nisarso. Al nisarso sanyi l'kamon behed yedavi o bay l'achem ifir nedorer shum doidomi l'koidmei havaya rishayna. This is not doime l'koidmei havaya rishayna. Now, l'chayre, from this Gemara, l'chayre, we see Amoyra de Kezach. We see that that if l'ayniru la'oris, you don't need the whole pasuk of Nisroikna. The whole pasuk of Nisroikna, the makish, kaidmi abaye, shni, l'kaidmi abaye, v'shoyni, v'zavke, by niru la'oris. Is l'chayre, it would seem as follows. It would seem that, that if there was l'ayniru la'oris, that means like this, that the father had a koyach hafore before she became an arus. Now the arus gets, she becomes an arus, the arus gets, a koyach to be zeich in the nether. The Sri in the Nether, it seems, comes about through the Shmiyas and Nether. Then he gets a Psa-Koyach in the Nether. If he never got a Koyach in the Nether, so the Gemara seems to be saying, so then, and then he died, so there was a potential, but it never came to a Tachlis, so the father remains the way he was before. So that's been a Rebbe Saviyah. If there is no koyach that's being taken away from the father, it never was taken away. There was a potential to take it away, but it was never taken away from the father. So when the father died, when the others died, so automatically the father is mefer. That would be the part, that would be the Rebbe Saviyah. I don't need a posik. The whole posik is, when he was zeiche in the neder, so then we can say that things are kemikedem, because he was zeiche in the neder already. So now there's a din of nisroikna. Now there's a din of nisroikna that he becomes b'mokim ha'oris. This is another din. Now that was the Gemara asked the kasha. Why don't we say by the Baal also, Nisroikna, that's after the second din. That means the first din of Nisroikna, that we say that if Leizocha Ha'oros, he didn't hear about the nether, so that Zicha doesn't apply by if the father died, and the Oros should remain Bekedem. The Oros never had a Koyach upon the nether. The Oros takes from the Yov, so if the Yov died, so how should the Oros have a Koyach HaForim? But the whole Gemara is going after the second din. Now we have a halacha that if the
if the Oris was Zoich in the Nether. Afal P came to say, didn't have Nisroik, no. That the Ov is Oimid Bemokim Oris. We have an Oris already. We can't ignore the Oris. So now there's a new din that he takes over his Kaya. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So just like an Ov can take over a Koyach of an Oris, so an Oris should be able to take over the Koyach of Ov. And that the Gemara answered, Binureo Beisavio, that what the Ran seems to be saying, that even though he died, it's still Beisavio. So that means the Beisavio, the Rishusavio remains Lach and Mises Ov. That's Lachere would be Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boze yofe koyach ha'ov mi koyach ha'bal. So what did we say? But the other way, if she became a boigres, then is yofe koyach. If she became a boigres, then is yofe koyach ha'bal mi koyach ha'ov. Zog the Gemara, what are you saying? Hey, idomi. Ilema shekitcha kshi naira ubogra. If it is speaking about that he was mekadisha when she was a naira, ubogra, and then she became a boigris, what do you tell me? And now the others can be mefer. Michdei misa meitzia ubagris meitzia. Misa mitzim ushusov, a bagas mitzim ushusov. Ma misa loy nisroikna lo shus labal, a bagas loy nisroikna lo shus labal. He said, if the Mishnah is coming to tell us that if she became a boigris, so then the oris takes over the koyach ha'ov, that's his, he needs a shutev. He's an oris. He needs a shutev. So the Gemara says, how could it be such a thing? When the father dies, so the loch is that the oris does not take over. It's not oimid b'mokim ha'ov. And when she becomes a boigris, so then, so also meitzi mirshusov, then he's oimid b'mokim ha'ov. How could it be like that? Let us see the Rav. Echidomi, Shabal Meifa Beboga. Ye Echidomi Shabal Meifa Beboga. Michdei Misa Meitzia Mishuso, the Kivin Shemeis, Pokas Chusai, Blei Motzi Lerishi Labona. That means the Schusa for the Ov loses as soon as he dies. And he can't be meirish in Labona. V'nachkelom v'dachsivin sachaltam oisam livneichem, leischus b'nei seichem livneichem b'perk narosh and ispatsa. Dachken ebeknani can be meirish, but he's not meirish schus b'nei sov Labona. So he loses the koyach afore. That's the proof that it doesn't go over b'Yerusha. U'bagres meitzies meshusov, dachsiv b'noreh b'esaviyah, v'loi boigres. So the Gemara says, so just like by Misa, we say, Loi nisroikne, abagres, loi nisroikne, reshus labau. Dekiven dechalo leho, reshus ha'ov, mikame bagres, tok shekitcho, naira habis. So now we have to understand what the Ran is saying. He says, the Gemara is medame, bagres, to Misa. Just like by Misa, the Oros does not take over the Koyach HaOv, so by Bagger's Oros, he doesn't take over the Koyach HaOv. That's the Gemara's Kash. So we have a big problem over here. The Ran said before, the Gemara said, how do you know that an Oros does not take over the Koyach HaOv when he dies? So more about a Posik, it's not a Svar of a Kelp, we should learn now. The base of Iyo is still, Kozman, she's a Naira, she's considered Rishus of Iyo, even though there's no Ov that is Bekoyach Lohofa, but she's still Rishus of Iyo. So Memele, so this makes sense by Meisa Ov, so she's still Rishus of Iyo. She's still based on Bia Kozman, she's now. But here we're speaking about she became a Bagras. So, Binareh based on Bia tells us, she's Bershus of Bia Kozman, she's a Nairo. When she becomes a Bagras, she's not anymore Bershus of Bia. So fine. So now let the Oros take over. What is the Dimian Bagras to Misa? So now the Ran says something, but we have to understand. The Ran says, "A bagris on yisroikna l'shus labal." So here the Ran says, "Anusvore even the chal olei reshus ha'ov mikame bagris." Since the reshus ha'ov was chal mikame bagris, dok shekit shonayrohu. So all of a sudden he says, "Anusvore." He says that since the Rishus Ov was Chal before, so even though she became a Bagras now, so I saw the Teferes Tzion seems to me me'ore this, and the Ran before, so the Teferes Tzion says as follows, Ein Kavonas Aran, the la'acher misa sa'ov aymedes adayim b'shuse, which that's the poshita mashmois of the Ram. Sherei misa moitzi aymer shusov. I mean, she's not b'shusov. Misa is moitzi m'shusov. K'moy shekosov l'kamon amit beis, but they misa moitzi aymer shusov. Ela kavanose hi loymer, shei dey misa sa'ov, Eina nichneses l'rishus habal. The Pasuk is telling us that Eina nichneses l'rishus habal. Shal ze tira kosov kozman nariseo b'shem beis ovio. Lohirais d'rishus shel beis ovio loinitein l'habal. So he seems to be saying that if there once was a rishus of beis avio, the beis avio will never go over. Napshad is that now it's beis avio. Now when he's dead, it's yotzus of, it's not beis avio anymore. That he seems to be shy. The misses of ainin nichneses l'shus habal. Shazet yira kosev kozman u'ser b'shem beis avio l'hoirois t'rishus shal beis avio l'initein lebal. That means it doesn't go over. Binureo a base of Iyo, that means the base of Iyo, which was binureo, will never transfer to the Baal. Not that now she's the base of Iyo. He's dead already. Yotzusom Moshusai. But the that was Chal. Binureo, that she was, that was, she was the base of Iyo, that will never transfer to the Baal. I mean, the Koyach that wasn't the Eiris, and there was a base of Iyo also, that never goes over. That's what he said, that's what the Ran means before. Mele, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So who cares what happens now? We just say that the previous bailus is not transferable. It's only will be base aviyah, unless it becomes base isha, and then it's base isha by nesua, then that's something else, and also we're not taking it from the baal, then it becomes base isha. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is asking, so how could the oris be made for when she becomes a boigris? Elo, so the Gemara answers, Elo kshe kitsho kshe hi boigeres. So the Mishnah is speaking about, that's right, that means if in this, in the issues, there was a base of Eo, so the base of Eo will never transfer to the others. But here we're speaking about that he was a Mekadosh when she was a boigeres. So Bishas, Eris, and there never was a base of Eo. It doesn't have to transfer to the Oris. There never was a base of Eo. Let us see the Ram. El Shekichuk Shibaygeres. Uboys Lameima. The Kivin Shein Oleo Rishus Av. There never was a Rishus Av. That means Bishas to Eris, and there never was a Rishus Av. Kol shehigi man shenoslo loy chachomim loorus va'aruso. Lefani says atzmon, given the mikam ve'eilach bal chay mezayin yisar, kadisa beperik afal pi yofe. So the Gemara is saying as follows. Now, we have here a problem. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that an orus is meifa Nidre Ishtai Kshi Boigeres. He's an Oros. So we have here a problem. So the only way we could figure this out is he takes over the Koyach Ha'ov. But he doesn't take over the Koyach Ha'ov. That's what he brought a Raya from Misa. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a Heche Timtze that an Oros is Bekoyach to be Mefa alone. If it's Igiyas man, after Hagoas man, he's Chayiv Mivzei Neisel. And the Gemara says later, we'll see in the Maskanus HaGemara that there's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara says later, the Tana that holds that Igiyas man, the Oros is Bekoich Lohofir, there's a Psalom this, since he's giving her mezainis, so memele, so she's neider al dat. He says he gets a koyach for it when this man of chiyuv mezainis is chal. But the Gemara is saying here that this only, so we have over here as follows. We have over here that there's a sibbeh, that the Oros should be Bekoyach Lohofer, but that is only when there's no Rishus Ha'ov that is Menaget. That means if she be Rishus Ha'ov, so then that alone would not be sufficient, that either Sukkot David wants to say maybe so she's Neider Al-Das Avi also, or the Etzem Rishus Ha'ov is Megareya the Koyach Ha'oros. But the Mishnah is saying, if the Ov was taken care of, because Kitsho Shehi Boigeres, so there never was an Ov, no Pshad is, the Oros never had a Koyach to be Mefa, because an Oros doesn't have a Koyach to be Mefa. But when it's the Igiyas Manu is Mechuyif to give him a Zaynis, so that gives him a Koyach to be made for, then she's neither Aldatoi, and then he has a Koyach HaFor. That is what the Mishnah is saying. Let us see Nochmodar, and Ol Shekit Shekshi Baigeres, Bois Lameima, the Kivin Shein Oleho Rishusov, since there's no Rishusov, because she's a Baigeres, is kol sheigi azman shenosnu lechachomim laorus varusa lefarnes es atzmon, and now it's time to make chasana, is given the mekamvilach balchai mezayin esek and disappear kafopi. Is then his yofer, that's pshat in this Mishnah. That's pshat, the yofer koyach, that means he gets a koyach afore in a boigris, even though he's an oros. And the ov neve is a koyach afore in a boigris. Frek the Gemore, El Shekitsu Kshi Begeres, Frek the Gemore, Tanine Chode Zimne, the Mishnah further. Habegeresh sheshosa yud beis chodesh. That means this is a Mishnah further. Bafayin gimel amet beis. Let us just see the Mishnah for 1 minute to be able to understand the hemshech of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, let us just see how gimel amet beis the Mishnah. Habegeresh sheshosa yud beis chodesh. Vamon elam edyoim. Rabbi Lezer oimer hoyel ubay lo chay mimzayin iseo yofel. Since he's chayim zayin yisrael yofel. Chomim oim remain a bar meifer at shetikonis l'shusay. So the chomim don't hold of this whole Indian of Rabbi Lezer that kol ha-nederes adas bayli nederes. But that's the chiddush of Rabbi Lezer, and that's our Mishnah. He says, our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer that's telling us that abegeres yofel koyach ha-orus mikoyach ha-of. So, svek the Gemara. So that's the Mishnah in Gimlamet Beis, or Tanina Lochoda Zimna. Now, before the Gemara comes to answer this Kasha, since we brought down this Mishnah, so the Gemara wants to tell us that Mishnah is problematic. It's not a portion of the Mishnah. Habegeresh Eshosa Yud Bechodesh, Ogufe Kasha, how do you understand Pshat in that Mishnah? Amrit habegeres sheshoso shneimoso chaydish, begeres lomali shneimoso chaydish, begeres belamed yoim sagilo. That means the chiyav agoz man that you have to wait 12 months is not by a begeres. By a begeres, after 30 days, it's already they can take care of themselves already, and it's a goz man, and he's mukhif to give him a zaynus after 30 days. So what is pshat in the Mishnah abegeres sheshosa yud beis chodesh? Zok the Gemara. So you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Tni begeres b'sheshosa yud beis chodesh. It's two fellow. One case is speaking about a begeres, and another case is speaking about sheshosa yud beis chodesh, not a begeres. So now we get into hot water. Let us see the Ram. Look the Ram. Otanina chode zimne. Bahai pilke v'tarti lomali. Umekami da'asik le'lekushe. Before the Gemara firzois te kashe, daik bahach mas nisim basreise. The Gemara is the Mishnah shver. Before we go into, let's be mevayah the Mishnah. Beforish lo, loma li shnei mosa chodesh, pishloishim sagilo, 30 days is sufficient, in order to be mechai b'mezoinis. Ve'ravuna hoch yisvile b'per kafopi. Shloi posku chachomim l'boigres elo shloishim yoyim. There's only 30 days to be mechin tzorcheo. L'mikan ve'eilach abal chai b'mezoinis. So memela, so what's that yud beis chodesh? So now the Ran asks, this is Shitas Ravune, and hey, the Ravune, what's the kasher? I mean, we don't pass on like Ravune. Hosom, be hosom nami maskinen, that's right, we don't pass on like Ravune, there's no din of shloishim yoim, normally, but the Gemara does, be hosom nami skin, the whole sha'ovrola yud beis chaydish mishaboglo, if 12 chadoshim passed by after she became a bogres, in this kacha la'acha mikan ein lo elo lamidyoim. That means Rafune is right. There is by a bogres a shir of lamidyoim, but not when she became a bogres. 12 months after she became a bogres, if she got married then, so then we give her 30 days. And let's say if she got married, let's say 11 months, she became an Arusa 11 months after she became a Boigris, or let's say 11 and a half months after she became a Boigris. So when the half month passes by, now there's a din of Shloishim Yoim. So Lamaisa, there is a din of Shloishim Yoim. There's no din of Yud Beis Chodesh. There's a din of Shloishim Yoim. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh Mishanasas Bogas. V'loi Mashkachas lo shilo Yud Beis Chodesh. Elo beniskacho biyoim sheskhilo li Bogas. There's only one case that Lamaisa, a Boigris would have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh to get Mezainis. If she got married, the day she became a Boigris, so then 12 months later there's a Chiyuv Mezainis. Like every Naira, that, after 12 months there's a Chiyuv Mezainis. That's only one case, but if she got married a little later after that, so there's a different Shiyuv, and there's not a Shiyuv of 12 months. Mishimachi Makshe. Heiche posik v'toni boigris sheshosa shteimosa chodesh. The boigris ein los man kotsu. Sheyev shalifchais mimenu elo shloishim yoyim. There's no din boigris sheshosa yud beis chodesh. There's a din of whatever. You have to know what the matzav is. There's a din of shloishim yoyim, that's for sure. You need 30 days. But more than that is totally when she got married. Mefarkinen toni boigris v'sheshoso yud beis chodesh. Kloima boigeres kedino shezmano b'choso v'yeser. That means it's totally when she got married. Kedosivne. V'hanayro sheshoso zmana kotzev lo. Aino shneimoso chodesh. Hoyul ubaylo chayv zeniseo yosa. So now we have here a big problem. What is the taich? So now we just have a nukshat in the Mishnah that there are two cases that an oros is made from the dorim. Either a boigris, the sheshoso lamed yoim, whenever it comes out, or a naira sheshoso yud beis chodesh. So we see over here an Irish Ashosa Yud Beis Chodesh. There's also a din. So we see from over here that after Yud Beis Chodesh, the Oris gets a Koyach HaFore. So what's Pshat na Mishnah? That Alimis, that an Oris is Mefer by a Bogris and not an Ov. We just see from this Mishnah that an Oris is made for Fulah by Narif. If Agor's man, he's made for the Nedorim. So why does our Mishnah mention Boigris? The word isn't Boigris. The key word is not Boigris. The key word is Agor's man. That's the key word. And whenever that Agor's man is, by a Boigris it's Loishim Yoyim, by a Narif it's Beis Chodesh. This is a problem, which the Keren Eir is Moira. I'd just like to say over the way the Sukkos David learns Pshat, which is Al Koponim, easier to understand. So Sukkos David says, Anaro Sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh means that she got married when she was a Nairo. And Sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh means, so if it was Sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh, Zalkochoch, by the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh, he's a Boigris already. So we're telling two cases. Either she got married L'tchatchila when she was a Boigris, or she got married L'tchatchila when she was a Naira, then you wait Yud Beis Chodesh, but But al koponim, by the agos man, she's nifka b'shus ha'ov. She's not anymore b'shus ha'vio. So that's two cases. So l'chayre kan shayil ha'ben. So why did the Gemara say shekit shok she boigres? So dachsach mir, the teretz is poshet. Because when the Gemara said this teretz, the Gemara did not understand the Mishnah. That means, we have a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, a boigres says shasa yud beis chodesh, is the baal is meifa. So when we learn the Mishnah, it tells us a boigres, she got married when she was a boigres. There was shoye yud beis chaydish. We learned between us the Mishnah that a boigres has to wait yud beis chaydish. Then there's a gos man, and then there's that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara said our Mishnah that tells us a boigres is an oris can be made for when she's a boigres. Well, that's that Mishnah. The Mishnah, a boigres she shows a yud beis chaydish. That means kid shows you boigres, but shows a yud beis chaydish. As I stated in the Mishnah. Later, when the Gemara brought down the Mishnah, the Gemara said, we have problems in this Mishnah. There's no such thing in Beis Chodesh. So now the Gemara is Machadish. You know, so the Mishnah is understood in him. Anara sheshos ayud Beis Chodesh, and became a boigers in between. It's also his meifa. So now in the Hanami. But the key word is that Bishas is giving her Mizaini, she's not Bishus Aviyah, because she's a boigers already. But that what the Gemara chaptom kitcha she boigres is because the Gemara didn't know pshat Yene Mishnah. Yene Mishnah also only said kitcha she boigres. The Gemara brought down the Mishnah. Then later when the Gemara brought down the Mishnah, he said, no, that Mishnah is very shver. You can't learn the Mishnah like that. But that lechayre is pshat. So that what the Ran says, V'anayro sheshoso zman ha-kotzev lo, v'haynu shneimo sochoydu shoylo bay lo chay v'zay niseh yofer. In the Kerneiro wants to say, there's a lot of shverikad, Kerneiro wants to say, v'anayro sheshoso yud beis chaydish, she means that she got married when she's a ktane, and now she's a nayro and you need yud beis chaydish. That's what he wants to say, not a nayro that she got married als nayro, she got married als ktane. So then we really have problems. So then we have a big problem. So then the vote is not boigres. So then the vote is lefiyemis. The vote is agosman. So what's shot in our Mishnah?